From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The new U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will hold talks Monday in Kuwait with top U.S. commanders and diplomats on U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State group. Carter flew to Kuwait City from Afghanistan to chair the meeting at a U.S. Army base. In addition to military officers, U.S. ambassadors from Jordan and elsewhere in the Middle East will also participate in the talks. Officials say the meeting is not expected to produce a new strategy to fight the Islamic State, but to allow Carter to better understand the range of efforts being pursued to defeat the militant group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met for a second time Monday for talks on Iran's nuclear program. It comes as a deadline for reaching an interim agreement creeps closer. The diplomats were joined in Geneva by the Iranian nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi and the U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. U.S. and Iranian negotiators have been meeting since Friday in an attempt to resolve ongoing technical disputes standing in the way of a comprehensive deal between Iran and a group of six world powers. That's the sound from an Egyptian court sentencing prominent activist Ala Abdel Fattah to 5 years in prison Monday on charges connected to a law banning protests. The Cairo court also sentenced 24 others between 3 to 15 years, drawing shouts, as you heard, of down with military rule from supporters in the courtroom. Authorities said that in November of 2013, Abdel Fattah incited an unauthorized demonstration as well as assaulting a police officer. This is VOA News. South Sudan's warring parties are meeting once again in Ethiopia for peace talks. Mediators have said this will be the last round of negotiations. Martha Vanderwolf reports.
South Sudan has 10 more days to reach a lasting peace and power-sharing deal. Both the African Union and the East African bloc IGAD have repeatedly threatened South Sudan's factions with sanctions if no comprehensive power-sharing deal is reached by March 5. IGAD's lead mediator, Siu Mesfin, called this round of negotiations the final opportunity for South Sudan.
The agreed March 5 deadline to conclude negotiations must be respected so that the pre-transitional period can begin on April 1 and the transitional government of national unity formed no later than July 9 of this year.
Both sides at the start of the talks reaffirmed their commitment to peace. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The U.S. Homeland Security chief says authorities are taking seriously a threat made by Somali-based Islamist militants against Western shopping malls. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson was reacting to a video released by Al-Shabaab terrorists.
We're in a new phase in the global terrorist threat right now, which involves core Al-Qaeda, but now other groups, the ISIL group being the most prominent example of that. With very effective use of video, publication, social media, and the internet that have the ability to reach into communities, reach into homelands, and inspire independent actors to commit acts of violence.
Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a September 2013 attack that killed 67 people at the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya. North Korean authorities have banned foreigners from participating in its annual International Pyongyang Marathon in April, citing fears about the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. That information came from tour organizers Monday. North Korea, which has not registered a single case of Ebola, closed its borders to foreign tourists in October. Ukraine's military says it cannot begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the front lines in the country's east in accordance with a ceasefire deal because pro-Russian rebels are still carrying out attacks. Officials said Monday there could be no talk of withdrawing weapons as long as those attacks continue. Greek officials are putting the final touches of the on economic reform proposals that are due to the European creditors Monday as part of a deal to extend the Greek bailout for 4 months. The death toll from a Bangladesh ferry collision rose Monday to at least 69 people, according to maritime officials. About 50 people were rescued on Sunday when the ferry collided with a cargo ship and sank on the Padma River, which is about 40 kilometers northwest of the capital of Dhaka. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.